I know, let's see, I've heard my mother talk about it. I can't think what to call it, but...
Well, let me give you a couple of choices and see which sounds more familiar. Shivery or serenade?
Shivery.
Shivery. Do you remember what your mother said about it, what they used to do?
Yeah, they, I think they went, the shivery, the couple went to their new home, and all the people went and banged on pans and carried on. I think they brought food and all, but they just kept them awake, I think.
It was a friendly thing, though.
Oh, yes, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't used in any way to show disapproval.
Oh, no, no, it was a fun time.
Okay. Now, if everybody in the, if let's say there was a party at someone's house, a terrible party, and the police came and arrested everybody, you'd say the police came and arrested
raided them.
And they arrested the
The host? And the whole shebang.
Okay, and I mean like a depreciative term for you could say the whole shebang, or you could say the whole gang or crowd or mob or something like that. That's one thing.
Whole outfit.
Okay, that's good. And then they play music and people get out on the floor and
dance.
And what kinds of dances you're familiar with?
Bop and jitterbug and waltz and
But the kind of dance you say they're having.
They're having it used to be square dance or...
Those would be in the country more, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then, but in, like at, in town...
He's gone.
At the college.
They just called them hops.
Do you want me to turn this off?
Okay.
If a boy was supposed to be in school one day, but he didn't attend, you'd say he
was absent.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be in school.
Lay down.
Okay, and but you go to school in order to get a good
education.
And you get out of high school, you might go on to
college.
And a child gets out of kindergarten, he goes into the
first grade.
Is kindergarten across the state? Is kindergarten regular in Tennessee?
No, it isn't. All in every school now. It's growing, so we're getting a few
they
in
have
each
some
system.
Public kindergarten.
Right.
And then you're sitting behind a
desk.
And the plural is?
Desks.
And the one you were talking
desk
about?
Desk is.
Okay, that's. You associate that pretty much with country people, or that?
Well, the woman that works for me calls it, and she also calls any kind of bookshelf or case or anything like that. A book desk.
A book desk.
Right.
For the bookcase.
Yes.
Like those are
yes,
the book
desk. Yes, that's a book desk.
I see. And the place you check books out is a
library.
And the place you mail a package.
Post office.
And where you'd spend a night in a strange town.
In a motel?
Or in a big city.
A hotel?
Yeah. And then the place you'd see a film.
Movie.
Or a
movie house.
Or
picture show.
Or we'd see a play.
Oh, at a theater.
Yeah. And the place you have an operation.
A hospital.
And there's a doctor and a
nurse.
And the place you get the train.
Depot.
Yeah. Now how about
station?
Yeah, or rail.
Railroad station.
Okay. And then if walking, you might if you're walking on foot. You know, if you're in the car, you have to go down to the corner and follow the street around.
Yeah.
But if you're on foot, you could just walk this way.
Yeah, cut a corner.
Yeah, and you'd say you're
going catty corner.
Okay. And then, would you use that for furniture, too?
Yeah.
The furniture isn't flat.
That's right. Catty-cornered.
Uh-huh.
Some people say kitty-cornered.
Okay. I heard another word for straight across, finent or something like that. Finent. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Finent. I heard that up in Flavor, and I'd never heard it before. In Knoxville, now they have buses, but they used to have
streetcars.
And if you were on one, you might say,
I want to get off.
And Jacksboro is, for Campbell County, is the
seat, county seat.
Right, and the person who works for the post office, say he works for the federal
government.
And the police department is kept to maintain
peace and order.
Or law.
Law and order.